We all take on different roles every day. One minute you're a parent, the next a chef, or a driver. That's why the Volvo XC40 Recharge is designed to be as versatile as you are. It's fully electric and includes a 360-degree camera, Google built-in, and more. Contact your local retailer to learn more or visit volvocars.com/US. The Volvo XC40 Recharge, for every you. Some equipment optional. Google is a trademark of Google LLC.
Welcome to MGP430. I'm Kevin. With me this week, there is Sheepdog and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
Hello.
I mean, Anna could be here too. I've got no way of telling because for the last 36 hours or so, she has completely lost her voice. So, Anna, are you there? She might be. Nobody knows. She's poor old Anna's been poorly for 11 days now. I am using up the entire UK government stockpile of lateral flow tests to make sure that I don't catch whatever she's got. So I'm testing daily at the moment, like a maniac. Anna has...
You had a test to stop you catching it, right?
No, but they'll tell me if I've got it, which I have. I mean, we're both fully vaccinated. She's been taking them and hasn't been... She's been negative. She's now done one of the ones you post off, which we're waiting for the results on, but we're pretty sure whatever it is, it's not COVID because we've been testing for it for a week and a half.
You're freaking me out now because I've taken loads of those lately, and if your posty one comes back positive, I'm going to feel really awkward because, as people know, I keep having this. In our house, we've all been unwell for bloody weeks, and this is the first time I felt remotely human, but I've still got a kind of a light cough, which is why I keep testing myself. But I've had a cough for like 4 months, I reckon. 3 months. It's been ridiculous.
You should give up smoking.
I should. I mean, if anything, I've been smoking more to try and fix it. But maybe the opposite is the option.
I would say try cutting down for a week and see what happens.
I'll switch to cigars and just inhaling the fireplace.
I'd hate to see you give up your pipe. Don't switch to cigars. Your pipe's so distinguished.
I've started just like burning tobacco in a little jar in the room and letting it just, you know, get into the air. I've got to make the garage feel like every other room in my house. I want the ceiling to be nice and tarry, and, you know, the curtains have got to feel thicker because they're covered in tobacco.
The ceiling's not yellow yet. It's no good. You've got to work on that lovely yellow ceiling that you'll get.
Exactly.
I mean, your lovely tobacco.
Palms of my hand are all brown and gold like they should be as well.
You want a nice yellow ring on the ceiling above your chair. Real classy.
That's how people know they're in a businessman's house.
Exactly. But yeah, Anna and Andy have both been sick for 10 days now. So he's been off school. She's been just moping around the house, not real. She's not been able to stream all week. So I've just spent the last week and a bit hiding in my office. I come out for the toilet and for food and for sleep. And that's about it. There's not even been very many meals that me and Anna have eaten together, because she's been sleeping in the afternoons because she's not really able to sleep at night. So I'm kind of making our dinner, eating mine, and then going to tell her it's ready. And she'll go up there and eat while I come and hide back in here again. So I've played loads of video games because I've just been in here the whole time. I've watched every match in the Euros. When the two matches were on at the same time, I had them both on in here. So I've watched every game of football. I've played so many games. It's been quite a... quite a splendid time. They should get ill more often. I'm having a lovely time.
When Mrs. Sheepdog was pregnant with one of the children, I can't remember which because they're all a blur now, but it must have been the most recent one because we were in this house, but my snoring was keeping her awake. So for about a month, I slept in a different room. And in that time, I read so many comics, played so many handheld games. And it actually made me think, she could just keep sharing the room with the kid for a bit when he's born, and I could just stay in here. This is glorious. You're going to get to a point where you're like, Anna, just stay where you are. You just keep in quarantine. I'm sick now. Stay away. living the life of Riley. It was amazing.
Yeah, it's gonna be a culture shock when I have to start being a normal adult human again after all this. I think I could have coped with going back if it had just been for a couple of days, but it's been over a week now. I'm about to roll into my second weekend of it, because while we're waiting for our test results to come back, normally my kids would be here this weekend, but they're sat there kind of going, well, I'll let you know if she gets a negative result, but unless she gets a negative result, we can't really have you over. So they're supposed to be here now, but we said, well, we can't pick you up today, we'll try again in the morning, just keep refreshing Anna's emails waiting for the result. But I might be stuck in here on my own all weekend as well. So, you know, if I do two weekends of this, I don't think there's any going back. I'm going to become a sitting in his office on his own all day man, which is basically what I already was before.
My grandparents had this when my nan lived upstairs dad had stairs in their living room in the middle of the house kind of thing. And she spent all of her time in the dining room. My granddad spent all his time in the living room. And they just had two separate TVs and just lived apart like that. Maybe this is how it happened. Maybe one day she was just like, oh, I'm just going to be upstairs a bit, I don't feel well. And it all just drifted apart like that. But, I mean, they were still happily married for, I don't know, 40 years. I didn't count. But, yeah, maybe that's what happens, Kev. This could be your future. You could be in your chair in your room. She could be in her chair in her room. You just meet every now and again at dinner time.
Sounds excellent.
I'm sure she'll agree. I'm sure she'll love hearing this back tomorrow.
She ain't listening to this podcast. It's fine. And nobody's going to tweet it at her because everyone doesn't want me to get in trouble. So it's fine. No one's going to tweet it.
You know they're good at keeping your secrets.
Yeah, exactly. They've kept secrets in the past. They'll keep this secret too because they're nice like that. Has anyone else had any... I say it's anyone else had anything exciting happen this week? I've had the opposite of exciting. I've not left my house. So has anyone had anything exciting happen this week? Tell me a story, even if it's not true. Just tell me what the world is like out there.
Well, I just went out to Angry John's wife's leaving.
Oh, you show off. I just went out. Here he goes.
And that was bizarre because I was sat inside a pub for the first time in 18 months. I've sat outside a pub in recent times, but not been in one. It's all very weird. You're only allowed six people at a table. And every bar person...
Do you have to have six? Because if you have to have at least six, I ain't going to be able to ever go to a pub again. Well, I don't remember the last time I went to a pub with anyone other than you two and Anna. That's it. That four. There's never an extra person.
This old fella came in and I could see him like lecturing him or talking to him. They looked like they were telling him off. And he looked a bit like he was looking around thinking, well, I can't find a table to sit out with five other people. He just sat at a table on his own looking really uncomfortable. But... yeah, it was bizarre because all the bar staff in there kept telling me I'm too young to serve alcohol. And I'm like, well, why are you working in a pub? Like, who gave you the job? And we're like, we need to order drinks. She's like, oh, I'm not allowed to serve people. I'm like, why are you here? This is bizarre. Like, could they not have found an 18-year-old to do this job?
They're giving it to a child. That's always been in the way in pubs, though, isn't it? I remember when I was a young whippersnapper, when I'd be drinking in pubs underage illegally and people from my school would be in there collecting the glasses, not letting on that we knew each other, but they'd be in there earning like 75p an hour to collect glasses because they were so young they didn't need minimum wage.
The kid I knew that did that growing up lived in the pub as well, so I never realised that was just because it was his job and kids get those jobs. I just assumed his parents were making him work because they owned the pub. But... I was quite lucky. I had a mate who, owned a pub. We never drank there, though, which is weird. I say lucky. He got me lots of free pint glasses and stuff like that. But other than that, I didn't really get to drink out much of it because he was a bit of a squealer. He wouldn't have let us in. He didn't want his dad to lose his license. His career would be ruined. Anyway.
Imagine not wanting your dad to lose his job. What a weird
coward,
kid.
Isn't he? Absolute coward. You throw me a little bit. I've forgotten the point I was trying to make. Oh, yeah. No, I made a bit of a mistake. We got to the pub and... we were chatting outside and then it was getting a bit cold for one of them. So we went in. I don't feel the cold, so I didn't know. Anyway, and I made a bit of a mistake I've got a colleague I've not seen in a while. I sat down with him thinking, we'll have a chat as a group on a table here in our table of six. We can't move around. I went to move and like, no, you have to stay on your table. You can't walk to another table unless there's a spot there where if there's five people, you can go and sit in it. Otherwise you're stuck. You can only go into another empty chair. So we sit at a table, we're trying to talk, we're having interesting conversations about places we've been or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then this guy starts talking about his Dungeons & Dragons game. And I was like, oh, I've never played Dungeons & Dragons. I've always thought about maybe talking to a few of my friends and setting something up. They play over Discord, blah, blah, blah. He spent the next hour and a half telling me about the three campaigns he's done. And I couldn't move because I couldn't move to another table where there was no one else was moving seats. And anyone who could have moved seats knew that I was trapped listening to a story about Dungeons and Dragons. And I could only hear like every second or third word, like there was a gap in the words. And I didn't have a clue what I was talking about. So I was just trying really hard to listen, every now and again, just trying to end the conversation and then change the topic. But it all just kept coming back to his level 11 wizard that was superpowered and all this kind of stuff.
I'd have just started screaming in his face. Just a blood-curdling scream until he stopped.
I just kept going. I was just like, well, yeah, obviously I've not played it. Yeah, no, I've not played it. Yeah, no, I'd like to play it one day. But, you know, I don't really get it. I should have just
said
stop. You've
ruined it for me, you nerd. I don't ever want to try it now.
Luckily, randomly, out of nowhere, this guy on our table just went, nearly blew my house up the other day. And I just stopped the guy talking and turned and was like, please go on. And then he told us about how he'd been doing some homebrew. And he's English isn't his first language. And he put all the ingredients in and he screwed the lid as tight as he possibly could. And the number one rule with homebrewing beer, he's just supposed to leave the lid quite loose because there's gas. But he just kept turning it and turning. He was like, I want to get this nice and tight, like literally the most opposite thing he could do. And the little sort of barrel thing that it was in just exploded all over his kitchen and made a massive mess and wrecked everything. And he was just like, yeah, I didn't know. And we're like, mate, that is like the only rule in it. I think you could pretty much do anything else other than that. But that rescued me because then we were just talking about all sorts of nonsense. But I kind of know 50% of the conversation I had about Dungeons and Dragons, and I'm still not really any wiser as to how it all works or whatever. It just sounded like this guy got ridiculous luck all the way through. Just kept telling me about all the... I mean, you've watched Red Dwarf before, and Rimmer's talking about how he won a game of Risk 30 years ago. That's what it was like. He was telling me he rolled a 20, and it meant that he... I was like, I don't understand. Please help. So I wasn't planning on drinking while I was out. I was planning on having Pepsi, but I ended up having two beers during that conversation just because I was like, I just need to do something else. Pepsi's not cutting it. But yeah, that's been
See,
my,
this
my
is why you had the perfect opportunity to just step outside and smoke your pipe. This Should is why done. Smoking's yeah. good for you, sheepdog.
It is. It keeps me going.
Well, the good news is you don't have to play Dungeons and Dragons because the Steam sale is on. Ooh. And I've been having a little browse through said Steam sale.
Okay.
I don't like the new way they do the Steam sale. I used to like it when you had to make a decision there and then because the prices were changing every 12 hours.
Yes.
The fact I've got 2 weeks to decide means I'm probably not going to buy anything. But I have had my eye turned, my head turned by Power Wash Simulator.
Yes.
Whoa, yes. What on earth?
Yep. Amazing.
You basically, you're simulating doing power washing. With a big hose pipe. I'm drawn in by the name. I'm watching a trailer for it now. Watching a man clean a van with a big hose pipe. Looks amazing.
I've had my, I don't want to say new car, but I've had my car since February 2020 and I've not washed it once.
There's another man cleaning his house with a hose pipe.
I've not hosed my house in the time I've lived here. Am I supposed to hose my house?
Release the pressure with Power Wash Simulator. Wash away your worries with the soothing sounds of high-pressure water. Fire up your power washer and blast away every speck of dirt and grime you can find, and all with the simple satisfaction of power washing to a sparkling finish.
Is this like some sort of OCD simulator or something?
It's just using a hose. But I mean, on Steam, one friend wants this game. Guess who that one friend is who wants this game?
Pat1986
wants this game. He's already on it.
Oh, yeah. I know. I'm down with the kids.
You're going to stream this one, Pab?
if I get my PC working again, yes. Probably there's a good chance I'll try it at some point. Yeah.
But I've been looking... Having only just got an Xbox last week, so I've spent a lot of time going through Xbox Games Pass... trying to squeeze every bit of value out of that I can, and I'm constantly going through the PS5 collection trying to find anything that I've not had before. I'm looking through this, and everything that even remotely catches my eye in this Steam sale, I'm like, oh yeah, but that's on Game Pass, and I didn't download it on that, so I don't think there's very much for me. They need to bring back old style Steam sales, because then they'll get so much money out of me. I don't know who decided within Valve that this was a better way to do it, because it absolutely isn't, because I feel no pressure. They're buffoons. Buffoons, I tell you. They won't, though. They've been doing it this way for years now, haven't they? I've got until the 8th of July to choose to buy any of these games, and none of the prices are changing. All that means is I ain't buying any now, and then I'll forget, so I'm not going to buy any at all.
Yep. I used to have like an alarm set up. So it was
checked twice a day.
It was like every 4 hours it would rotate or something like that. So I'd have an alarm set up. I'd get up at 2 a.m. to check when the thing would rotate, because I'd miss it if I did.
Yeah,
if I woke up for work.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
Yeah, that was good. I enjoyed that.
Whereas now it's just a way for consumers to get good value products.
They got money out of me doing that, because at 2 a.m, I am very bleary-eyed and confused, and I'm going, do I want this, maybe? Yeah, sure, why not? I've only got 4 hours to do this.
Transport Fever 2's $15.99, I'm on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, dear me. Oh, they've got Horizon Zero Dawn for $23.99. That's less than half what I paid for that Sony Game Pass equivalent thing, so that I could download it and not play it ever. So I could download it and not play it again on a different system for less than half the price.
Sounds like a bargain. Is the rest of this podcast going to be you just going through the shop? By the way, can I just check now?
It might be.
Just they've got reading out bargains.
They've got a sale on the Mega Man franchise, but there's no Mega Stan within there. Is Mega Stan not officially canon on Mega Man? I'm very upset.
We had a falling out, so I'm officially departing from the Mega Man universe. Keep an eye out for the future with that.
Okay.
It might join the Mega Stan universe at one point.
Maybe. So in addition to browsing the Steam sale, the other thing I've done today is I've played a new game that only came out today. How very exciting. I have played and beaten Pab already at Mario Golf Super Rush on the Nintendo Switch. And I tell you what, this game is fantastic. I like a golf game anyway. And this one, I was like, I do like golf and I do like Mario. I worry it might be a bit gimmicky. And I put it on and I played my first round, and you have to run from, like, you take your shot and then you run to where the ball is. I'm like, why am I running? What is this stupid gimmick? Why am I running? But then you're running from hole to hole or from shot to shot and collecting coins and trying to shove everyone else out the way. And it's like, why am I doing this? And it just seemed really dumb. But then I played it online with Pab and got to shove Pab. And it was like, okay. I like shoving Pab.
Pab's good.
That's added a new layer to this. And I started to understand how the scoring wasn't traditional golf scoring. It was a bit of that and a bit of doing it as quickly as possible as well. So you have to do it in as few shots as possible, but also with as little time spent as possible. And that made it a little bit more fun. But then after I painted Pab's wagon and put him in his place, I went back into playing it offline and got to play my first round of cross-country golf.
Oh.
And cross-country golf is possibly the greatest game I've ever played, because the most recent one I did, it's multi-level, so there's like 4 different levels on it, like heights, hills and holes and things.
Okay.
And on across these 4 different heights, you've got 9 holes. You can do them in any order. And it was like, right, you have to do these 9 holes in 40 shots to pass this stage. Here's your ball. Do them in whatever order. When you pot a ball, you'll tee off from that hole to go in whatever direction you want to try and do the next one. So it immediately adds in the whole, right, well, I've got to plan my best route now. I can't just randomly go across here doing random holes. I've only got 40 shots to do 9 holes. That's barely 4 shots per hole. And I've got to get from hole to hole as well. And you're on a 2-minute timer for every shot. So between hitting your ball and then hitting it again, there's a 2-minute clock. And if you don't get it done within 2 minutes, you then lose a shot. And the first time I did it, I just kind of teed off, did my first one, thought, this is easy. And then I looked at where the next hole was, and it's up a cliff next to me. So I thought, well, I'll try and hit the ball up that cliff. And it bounced back off the cliff and hit me. So I tried again, and I managed to get the ball up onto the cliff. And then I realised I couldn't get up the cliff. So my ball's now on the top of this cliff. I've got a 2-minute timer ticking as I'm running around the map, desperately trying to find a way to get up on this cliff or find a lower ledge to get up on. I eventually found a hurricane that managed to throw me up in the air, and I could jump onto the fairway a little bit further down, leg it back towards my ball. I don't know how Nintendo do it. They've managed to make the game of golf frantic and hectic and exciting. And the idea of playing cross-country golf online against other people just, it sounds like it'd be phenomenal. There's a mode called Battle Golf that I've not even gone on to yet. I can't even imagine what Battle Golf might be. This game is brilliant. Go buy it, everybody. Go buy it now.
I would agree.
That's my sales pitch for Mario Golf Super Rush, which Pab was streaming earlier today, yesterday.
I played it and you insisted on me playing against you.
I had been sat there since about 5 o'clock. I said to Anna, I bet Pab's streaming tonight and I bet he streams Mario Golf. And when he does, the moment he goes live, I'm challenging him to a game because I've been playing it all afternoon. And I know I can beat him. So I sat there on the sofa playing through the adventure mode, and then the little notification popped up. Pab is streaming. Well, initially you popped up on my Switch and it said you were playing Fortnite. And I was like, oh, never mind, eh? I yelled across at Anna, he's playing Fortnite, spoil sport. And then 5 minutes later, she yelled back, according to this, he's playing Mario Golf. And lo and behold, you'd gone live on Twitch playing Mario Golf. So I'm straight on there, right, challenge him to a game. As I'm typing in your chat, I'm walking into my office to come and sit next to my microphone so I can troll you on your stream while I'm doing it. And yeah, straight in there. Bish, bash, bosh. Kev's the world champion of everything. And I'll never, ever replay you.
Just to make sure.
Yeah, I am officially the world champion of Mario Golf. And he was cheating as well because he was trying. You know how he gets when he does anything competitive. He was trying the cheat, but it wasn't enough. It was a little bit touch and go because we played 9 holes. And if we'd have just done it on 3 holes, I beat him comfortably. But because we did 9 holes, I took a massive early lead because he didn't know the controls. And then for the rest of it was just him chipping away at my lead, him catching up with me. If we'd have done a full 18, he probably wins. But luckily, we did 9 holes. Kev is the Mario Golf world champion forevermore. Excellent. Good work, Kev.
Bravo.
It is fun. Everyone who owns a Switch should go and get this. This is your big Nintendo release of the year, isn't it? Are they doing anything else interesting at any point?
Pokemon, I imagine.
There's that. Yeah,
two of them.
So,
I almost pre-ordered the 2-pack of that the other day. I was on Amazon and I was trying to decide which Pokemon I wanted to pre-order. And it said, just want a 2-pack for £100. And I was sat there thinking, do I want a 2-pack for £100?
Diamond and Pearl, that one.
Whatever the new one is, it's coming out on Switch.
And then getting cheeky with these 2-packs. I see some of the big famous people that run it, like the sites and whatever. And they're like, oh, yeah, I bought my pack. And I'm like, it's the same story. You know, you can trade with other people as well. I don't really understand it.
I could just throw one at Anna and say, we're doing some trading at some point.
You've got a better reason, but there's online trading now, isn't there? So it's cheeky that they do it, but I think they just do it because they know there's a lot of whales in Pokemon, a lot of whales.
Because everyone who plays Pokemon's a big fat old man. Is that what you mean by a lot of whales?
Yeah, pretty much. It's been a weird week in Pokemon, not to go too deep on it, but the Pokemon Go has broken a bit this week and people have been losing their minds. It's been a bit weird as well because their social media community manager person was like, I'm not feeling very good. I think I'm going to take it easy for a few days. And then suddenly they announced these changes they were going to make, like they're not letting you do gyms from far away anymore, like you could all through the pandemic. And suddenly people started getting annoyed at that. So she's like, I'm just going to deactivate my accounts. So then all the news sites were like, she was forced to deactivate. But I'm pretty sure, as far as I'm aware, she just was like, I'm not feeling good. I'm going to deactivate. I'm, having a bad week. But the internet just went wild and all of that. All the sites, all the news, all of the people just losing their minds, which is a bit dramatic. I'm not happy that they're changing it, but it's a bit dramatic that people have been going nuts. So that all feels a bit clunky. But while all that's happening, I'm there buying my GoFest ticket, thinking it's GoFest in a few weeks. Can't wait for that. You get to build it. Apparently, you've got to catch Pokemon and build a band. And then your I guess your band somehow helps you unlock the new mythical. They're doing all sorts of random stuff. So I'm looking forward to that. But that's something I bought the other day. Should I talk about what I've been playing this week? Am I all right to do that? Or do you want to do anything beforehand?
Well, I could finish talking about what I've been playing first.
Oh, go on. Sorry, you carry on then.
No, you just waffle on as much as you like, sheepdog. Your big waffle sack.
Go on.
The other thing that I've been playing, in addition to Football Manager, obviously, is Forza Horizon 4. And I downloaded the Lego DLC for it. So I have been tootling around a Lego version of the Horizon Festival in my little Lego Ferrari car and a couple of other little Lego cars, and just having a jolly splendid time just driving around a Lego world in a Lego car. But it plays like Forza. Forza Horizon's brilliant at the best of times, but this is a big piece of DLC because I've sat and done an evening on this a couple of nights this week. I've just put in like a good couple of hours into it, and I've still got loads of races to do. I've still only discovered about 2/3 of the roads in this Lego area. I got the 2-pack of the DLC, so I've got some island place to go to as well that I haven't done yet either. They put some work and some value into the DLC on Forza Horizon, but I know on Forza Horizon 3 they did the Hot Wheels expansion, which was really cool. Which me and Anna had lots of fun just racing around on, but I didn't know there was a Lego one on this one. As soon as I saw that, right in on that, and I've just been driving around, smashing everything up because it's all made of Lego. As you smash stuff up and do the missions and things and win the races, you earn little pieces of Lego, which you can then use to build your big Lego house in that you live in. And it's just cool. It's Forza, but with Lego. Just love this game, and I'm very excited for Forza Horizon 5 that's coming out later this year and going to Mexico. And it already sits there on my Xbox dashboard because Xbox is weird, because I've said I want it, so now it's going to live on my dashboard and there doesn't seem to be any way to delete it.
Will that be on their Game Pass, do you think, straight off the bat?
Yeah, yep. Straight on the Game Pass.
It's so good, isn't it? Like when they were talking about the new Bethesda game and it was just like, yeah, it'll be on Game Pass day one. I was like, I just love it.
Yeah, all Microsoft first party stuff is straight on Game Pass day and date. So, yeah, it's just they're the Netflix of video games. That's what they're trying to be. And if they keep buying up developers, they'll get closer and closer to doing it.
Megastan, Game Pass day one.
Well, it's like day 4,000 of Megastan at the moment, isn't it?
You got remaster.
Megastan
remaster.
If you've got a time machine, you might stand to make more money off that than off Megastan.
Megastan remastered is what I was going for there. But
okay.
I don't even know where the files of that are to remaster. I mean, I could probably just follow the
probably
same
probably in the
tutorial.
National Video Game Museum in Sheffield. I imagine it's in
probably
there somewhere.
On a cassette.
Yeah, it's been immortalised there so that future generations can play it.
I bet if I went
sensible
through my
soccer.
If I went through my Hotmail inbox, I'd probably find all the art assets that I was sent for that by someone, and I could just follow the Microsoft tutorial I used to make it, and Megastan would live again, and it'd probably only take me a week, to be honest.
What a joke that was the dissertation for your degree, and you could redo it in a week by following a tutorial. My word.
I spent
our degrees
more time
are so stupid.
Yeah, but my essay was all about how amazing the university was and how, thanks to them, I was able to make a game. So, of course, it was going to get a good grade. That was my entire angle. That's why you and I got called in to be the people who pitched to that company who wanted to invest in training at the uni, because they were like, well, you made something that helped you be good at poker, and I made an essay about how great the uni was and how, thanks to them, I could do everything I ever wanted to do because they'd given me the tools. So, yeah, it was just...
And now we're both using those degrees every day in our careers. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what? The only thing... Out of that and the fact we learn to teach, the only thing I use on a regular basis that I learned as a result of going to university is that one day I was teaching year 10 how to use Excel, and a year 10 student showed me the goal seek feature on Excel. And I use that daily, and my colleagues all think I'm a genius because I show them it. And I haven't told them that I was taught it by a 14-year-old that I was teaching once 10 years ago. But that feature on its own has probably made me quite a bit of money, to be fair, being able to properly send out quotes in a good way that have worked out the right numbers the right way. Everyone else is cocking theirs up because they don't know how to use it. And I know how to use it because that kid steered me right. So, yeah, I feel like that was worth it. 4 years of education, I learned how to use a feature.
So you owe that kid some money, basically, if he's listening.
He came and did an apprenticeship at our place with his marketing degree that he was going on. Actually, he actually was a colleague of mine for 6 months. And I told him, do you know, you taught me how to do something in Excel that I use daily. And he thought it was hilarious. so, yeah, there you go.
Splendid. Well, before Sheepdog tries to jump the gun again and tell you about his games, I'm going to insist that Pab inserts an advert of his choosing. So if it's not a good one, it's his fault.
Does an orthopedic condition or sports injury have you sidelined? Make your comeback with GW Hospital Sports Medicine. We offer services from neck to toe, including care for shoulders, hips, knees, ankles, and hands. Plus, we're the official healthcare partner of GW Athletics, the DC Furies, and the DC Revolution. Get back to doing the things you love. Learn more at gwhospital.com/sportsmed or call 888-4-GW-DOCS. Physicians are not employees or agents of this hospital.
Sheepdog, now you can waffle on about whatever nonsense you want to waffle on about.
Well, yeah, no, I've actually played 4 games this week.
All at the same time?
Almost. I mean, the main one, the one I've been playing loads, I've been kind of doing a curve of every night I'm playing Pokemon Shield on my Nuzlocke, my no revive challenge thing. And that's been ridiculously hard. I don't know if I said last week. Last week it felt like it was going really well. And this week it has been extremely hard. And I realised part of the reason it's been hard is because the game's designed around you doing those Dynamax raids that are plotted all throughout the wild area and stuff like that. You get a lot of levelling up candy from them. And I hadn't done any because I thought if a Pokemon died in that, it died. And that would break the rule of the Nuzlocke. But what I discovered the other night when I was like, look, I'm just going to do them. And if they die, I'm going to ignore it. And when I did it, and one of my Pokemon fainted, it woke back up during the battle and didn't die. So I was like, oh, the rule, I don't have to use a revive. It's fine. It fits the rules. So that's massively helped grease the wheels. But I've had a few very low points in it. And I'm quite looking forward. I'm going to edit it. I'm going to edit it into a video that I'm going to release once it's done. Or maybe a few. But I'm really enjoying it. It's been great fun. I feel like that is the best way to play a Pokemon game. If you find them too easy, if you were to buy these new Pokemon games coming out in, I want to say November, if you bought them and you thought it's a bit easy, try and do it without reviving your Pokemon. It is ridiculous, but fun, but ridiculous. So that aside, because, you know, I don't want to talk about it every week because it goes about saying I played it. Everyone has been saying to me, Sheepdog, you've got your new computer. I don't think I've ever actually spoken about it on the podcast. I've got my new PC. I've had it for 3 weeks, I want to say. And did I mention on the podcast that the only reason I got it was because I rang PC Specialist and said, if I upgrade my graphics card from a 3060 to a 3070, will you send me my PC? And they were like, yes. And I said, well, why didn't you do that a month ago when I asked you? And they were like, I don't know. But yeah, if you pay £100, we'll send you it. So I paid them £100, they sent it out. Literally everyone said to me, what are you going to pay on it first? And I don't know. I couldn't find anything that I particularly was excited about. Just get this new game, bang. Like, I thought about Cyberpunk, but I was like, the hype on that seems to have gone now. And I don't know if I have the time to really jump into it. I might play it in the future, you know, at some point. I considered Mass Effect and thought, well, I've already played Mass Effect. And again, I'd kind of missed the initial jump of everyone playing it. And again, I probably didn't have the time. So I hadn't really got anywhere on that. And I'd kind of forgotten about it a little bit. I was just playing Pokemon and playing stuff on the Switch through it or whatever. Firstly, one of the people, I got someone who follows me on Twitch called SkyIsPink182, which I think, I don't know if that's a Blink-182 reference somewhere, but every time I read it, I think Blink-182, maybe. Anyway, they've been constantly telling me to play Roller Coaster Tycoon, and I mentioned last week about that, and Pab told me not to get the Roller Coaster Tycoon 3, so I was kind of trying to figure out what to do there, and I was looking through. I was looking through all my different things, actually, because I was sure I owned it. I looked through Steam, Origin, and Epic, trying to figure out where I owned this damn game. It turns out I don't. But while I was looking, I came across the fact that I own a copy of Dungeon Keeper, the game from 1997. And yeah, I was like, I wonder if this works on Windows these days. And the internet said it didn't, but it was such a small download. I just thought, screw it, I'm going to download it. And it worked straight away. But that means officially the first game I've played on my super duper nearly 2 grand computer that I've just got in 2021 is a game from 1997 that I really wanted to play when I was 11. I had a demo of it, and I played the heck out of this demo that was literally like half an hour's worth of game, but I didn't understand at all what I was doing, and it made no sense, but I've always had a soft spot for it when I see it about, which is why I'm pretty sure I own it like 4 or 5 different times. So I finally got to play it in the week, and I must have done the first 5 missions on it, and that's a bit of fun. It's a laugh. It's a weird game. Just building your dungeon and it getting attacked and stuff like that. And you're just inviting monsters to come and live with you. And I know War for the Overworld, is it? That's the spiritual sort of third sequel to it that's made by somebody else.
Sounds right, it's
apparently pretty good. Yeah. Someone told me to get that ages ago. And I think it's on my Steam wish list. And I might have to check now. You've reminded me of the sales. And I might check how much that is and just get that. But yeah, I've spent quite a few hours this week playing Dungeon Keeper Gold, to be fair, so it's not officially the one I was wanted as a kid. But I feel like I've chalked something off. Young Sheepdog will be able to rest a little bit easier knowing that I've played the game that I wanted to play a good 25 years ago. God. So then I did find, in the week, Sky is Pink left a message telling me that if I do get Roller Coaster Tycoon, I should get the Open RCT 2 version as well.
Yep,
that's like an add-on you can get to it separate.
Yep.
So I found Good Old Games had it for like £3 or something. I got it on there and I got Open RCT 2 added on. So I played a little bit of that and it definitely feels like the old game, but obviously it's a bit like, I don't know, be a bit like remembering an old girlfriend as this pretty person and then seeing her now and thinking, oh my God, she's hideous. It's a bit like that. I looked at it and thought, it looks so old and haggard and wrong. It's a bit clunky. I'm trying to get used to it. I just need to remember the settings, but it's nice being in Roller Coaster Tycoon. I don't know how streamable it's going to be. This one person has just been like, stream it. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I do love it and I'll probably sink some time into it, but I don't know, as I say, I don't think it's really the sort of game that you'd play to an audience, at least not more than once. But no, that's been good fun. And then lastly, on Xbox Game Pass, I was delighted to see that obviously on the EA side of it, they have the Red Alert remastered, which again, I was going to get because I was a massive fan of that series back in the day, but I only had the Mac, so I couldn't run it. So I got that and I started it up and it has this cool little kind of, it's a bit weird actually, because what it does is it sort of shows you how the old graphics were and then it kind of configures like it's part of the system, like they're upgrading the bomb. There's like a bomb on the screen and they're pretending to upgrade the features of it to make it look more modern and 4K and everything. And then it did all that and then the game started and it was just awful graphics. And I was like, what the hell? I was really underwhelmed. It started up and it's all like pixely and weird. Like, and to be fair, the videos do look old because they haven't remastered. I guess they can't remaster the tape it was filmed on or whatever. I don't really know how that works. Mm-hmm. But those bits do look old. And when it got to the first level, it was just all pixely. And I thought, I'm not playing this. I was like, this is crap. So I text my mates going, I've just started it. And I'm a little bit surprised how it looks, if I'm honest. And then I started it and it goes, Commander, press spacebar. When you press spacebar, it goes to like this perfectly clean, nice looking level when it's all modern. And I looked at my phone and like a minute later, my mate texted me going, I was really annoyed when I started out, but it looked so crap. And then they told me to press spacebar and it suddenly looked normal. I was like, this. I'm so relieved he said that happened to him because I felt like a bit of a mug. But apparently, yeah, I'm not the only one. And it wasn't very clear that was going to happen. It had already made this whole deal about how they're upgrading it to look modern in the build-up, like while it was setting itself up. But anyway, that is awesome. It's reminded me how bloody hard Red Alert 1 was. I feel like Red Alert 2 had some quality of life changes and Yuri's Revenge, and Red Alert 3 was too easy, I'd say. But Red Alert 1 is savage. Like, the missions I've done of that, I feel like I played it for quite a while, but I'm just not good at it. And for at least the first four missions, they don't give you any like base to build or anything like that. Or, well, I think they do on one of them. But it's all missions where you're Tanya and a tank and maybe a medic, and you have to go through the whole map. It's just those three. And it's much more puzzly and try and figure out the route and try and figure out what to do and solve it and that kind of thing. Whereas I think later in the game, and then on two and three, it's more about build your base, you know, fight the enemies and that kind of thing. So, yeah, I'm just loving it. I basically got my fancy computer and then spent the whole week playing games that are a good 30 years old, but, well, 25 years old. But it has been great. It has been worth it. I feel like it's just blown the cobwebs away a bit and made me feel a lot more like, yeah, this is awesome. What other stuff can I find? You know, I was looking at Age of Empires thinking, I could play Age of Empires. I've not played that in a while. And it'll just build me up. I mean, I notice they're all strategy kind of games, and I don't think I'm going to become a full-time strategy player here, but I've gone straight back into that a little bit. I think that's what PC gaming always used to be for me when I was a kid, so it's been really fun going back to all of them. I want to get some sort of... I'm waiting for, like, Back for Blood and all of that, so I can play some proper shooty games with you lot, and just in general. But, yeah, no, I've had a good week playing all these little bits and bobs and discovering how good old games is, because I didn't realise how easy they make it to just play a DOS game. That's where I'd got Dungeon Keeper, and I installed it on their system thing, and it literally just installed and ran. And I was like, oh, okay, cracking, brilliant. Yeah, it was really, really simple. And apparently they do all the updates and tweaks and patches or whatever to make it work. So, yeah, I'm sure the rest of the universe is all completely up to speed on that, but I've not used it because obviously I had a Mac for, what, 6 years, that 7 years that did nothing. So, yeah, I'm very happy. I've had a good week.
Splendid. Pab.
Yes, hello.
Over to you.
Apart from me getting showing her to play Mario Golf today.
Putting you in your place, yeah, is what you mean.
I enjoyed what I played of it. Played for maybe, 90 minutes, maybe 2 hours. It seemed okay for what I played. I played some of the single player stuff, tutorial stuff. It seemed alright for what I played. It seemed like very much a game akin to like an older Mario Golf, or what's the other one? Is it Hot Shots? What's the one on the PlayStation?
I don't think I've ever played a Mario Golf. I think the only golf games I've ever played are the Tiger Woods ones.
Right. Okay. Yes. I think there was ones on like the original was a Game Boy Color game. I think Mario Golf. I think I've got it on 3DS. I think the original. And yeah, people do speak very highly of Mario Golf games. So, time will tell on this one to see whether this one is living up to that sort of hype. And yeah, the only other thing that I have been playing is more Ratchet and Clank. I still am enjoying this game. It baffles me. I'm never like not surprised by how quick it loads. It's staggeringly quick. Every single time I boot it up, I go, right, okay, here's my save file, and I click on it, and it's like 1 second, and it's all you going. Literally instantaneous. It's crazy. So good. It says I'm about...
It's the power of the PlayStation.
I know. It's an
lovely
impressive...
Lovely old PS5.
It is an impressive thing, that is. I'm about 75% way through that game now. I felt like the game is kind of wrapping up at one point. And it's kind of... It's kind of extended it out a little bit more now. But I feel like we're getting towards the end. Like 75% is pretty much, give or take, kind of a push in the end. But I've fully enjoyed it. I really have enjoyed that game. It looks amazing. I think it plays very well. It's not really a platformer. It's more of a shooter than a platformer. And
boring.
And there is a story there. There is a story there. It's not the be all and end all the story, I don't think, of that game. It's just there. Yeah, it has been it's been a good week for that. What else have I played? I've played. We don't have to talk about it much, but there is a new season of Fortnite out, and I'm not on Fortnite as much as I used to be. I try to play it maybe once or twice a week now. I'm restricting myself. I'm being good. I'm not doing the 2 hours a night like I used to do. And yeah, there is a new season where, like, there is no longer. Did I mention this? I might have mentioned this before in like last week or so. I don't think I have. Where there's no aliens in the game, and there's UFOs, and they can like pick you up and carry you away and just fling you somewhere, and people can like hijack these alien UFOs and start shooting the weapons at you, and it's very annoying. So we wait for the meta on that to change and them things to be nerfed, because they're suddenly too overpowered. It always happens at the start of the season. They put new things in, and certain things are going to be more overpowered than others, and it is what it is. And like I say, we wait till the updates come in and they patch it out and already make things either less powerful or easier to destroy or whatever it is. Yeah, it's just like sweeping changes. The map is still roughly the same, slight tweaks and bits and pieces, but like we've got sniper rifles back now instead of bows. So bows was a big thing last season, and now it's sniper rifles are back in, and Superman's in it this season. Superman is one of the characters this season, as well as Rick from Rick and Morty's in it this season as well. Because why not? Everyone else is in. Let's get...
Well, new season that's just come out, isn't it? So
it has. Yes, it probably seems like a good time.
Have you seen that? Because that's frigging good. It was such a good episode this week. Like probably one of the best ones they've done in a long time. Really good episode.
Good. 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 I'm still watching season 4 right now, so I'm not even got to the new season. But yeah, there's all sorts in Fortnite at the minute, and it's nice. Just I feel like the constant grind that I was doing was just playing it for a good couple of hours at least each night. It gets to a certain point where it's just like frustrating. It's nice to go back and play just once or twice a week now, and not have the constant pressure of trying to level up or sometimes you just have bad times on it. Sometimes you just have a bad evening and you don't do well. And that probably compounds if I'm playing it multiple days a week, multiple hours every single time. And it's nice just to take a break from it. So I've been doing that. And I think that is roughly it, really. I've played more FIFA. I've had another few games of FIFA. Yeah, that's on the Game Pass, isn't it?
It is.
And, yeah, damn, that's a good-looking game. It really is a very good-looking game on the Xbox. And, I mean, FIFA's FIFA to me these days. It doesn't feel massively different to how it used to be, let's be honest. It's very much... Can you tell the differences that are made between this one and the last one, Kev? Because
not really.
I mean, you could tell me it's 20, and I'd go, yeah, fair enough. I won't disagree with you. It just feels roughly the same. Yeah, I continue to be impressed with Game Pass every single week. I just go on every week, just go boot up and go, what's on Game Pass? Okay, let's see what we've got on it in here. Then let's just download it. Give it some minutes, then move on if I don't fancy it, or if I do, we'll keep
it.
Like
I need
there.
A nudge to remind me to check it. Like yeah. I forget to check.
I do it religiously.
And I'm like, oh crap! What have I missed?
I do it religiously. I mean, it's not like as if new games are coming out on a daily basis, but I mean, I check at least once a week just to see if anything has come on there.
There's probably a schedule somewhere. I might have to check whether this is what's coming out in the next 6 months. And then I'll
there
just
is
have
an
a look.
Xbox Game Pass Twitter account. So
ah,
maybe
cool.
Keep
there
an
you
eye
go.
On that.
Yeah.
Because that I think there's an Xbox Game Pass and there's an Xbox Game Pass for PC. There's two separate accounts there, I think. But I think the main one shows both the ones for Xbox and PC. You might be wrong. But yeah, it's always good to have them on because, like I say, it does always ping them up when when new games are coming or going from it. So, but yeah, other than that, that is your lot. I think that's, I've had a relatively quiet week, to be honest with you, games wise. So that is your lot.
Well, we'll wrap things up there then, boys and girls. A little bit of a short one this week because we didn't have the short one this week.
Yeah.
She's 5 foot tall for anyone who's never seen her in real life. She is short. But I'm sure Anna will be back next week if she's learnt to speak again. So we'll let you go early, let you off for good behaviour, and we'll see you again next week. So if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can do that at MGUK Podcast, or you can follow me everywhere on the internet at Lelujo.
You can find me anywhere at Sheepdog6K.
And you can find me at Pab1986 on Twitter and Twitch.
And we will see you next week, boys and girls.
Have a good week.
Thanks for listening, folks.